Welcome to Invitations to Play, Learn, Grow, the podcast. I am your creative solutions creator and professional matchmaker. And this week, I want to talk about navigating emotions and how we can help kids express themselves in safe and healthy ways. So whether you're a parent or you're a caregiver or you're an educator, we all know that kids of all ages experience a lot of emotions, and in many cases, they're big versions of their emotions. And so this week, I want to talk about some of the different emotions that kids experience and how we can help them work through those emotions or understand those emotions. And I even want to get into a little bit about the root of some of those emotions and what the emotions really represent or what they actually mean. So let's get started. As you get started exploring emotions with kids of any age, I want to give you a little bit of guidance. And the guidance is this. I want to encourage you to give kids safe outlets for exploring and expressing their feelings. Kids need to know how and when it is appropriate to express certain emotions. Usually when we talk about this, we talk about things like anger. You don't necessarily want to encourage kids to get angry, say in a public place, but perhaps expressing their anger in a one-on-one situation with an adult or someone who can help them resolve the situation is a preferable outcome. So those are the kinds of things that I want to cover in this episode. So in making sure that we set up and give kids safe outlets for expressing their emotions, we can do that in a lot of different ways. And I'm going to get into those ways throughout this episode. I want to also give you some tools that you can use to make kids more open to exploring their emotions and expressing their emotions in positive or safe ways. And some of the tools that I like to encourage people to use are things like asking questions. Asking questions about the emotions that they are showing. Why are you feeling this way? What made you feel this way? What do you need? And also tasks. Sometimes kids need an outlet for their emotions. Sometimes kids are frustrated and they don't know how to express that frustration. And so they become physical or they become verbally negative. And giving them a task can help them get rid of that frustration in a positive way. So a task that you might give them could be things like strenuous work or a physical activity or engaging them in some sort of physical exertion. Could also be giving them something psychological or emotional to engage in. So perhaps allowing them to listen to music. Perhaps it's aggressive music that allows them to verbally get out their frustration. But also, I want to encourage you to use play. Play is vitally important for childhood. It's vitally important to children's mental and emotional health. Play is how kids experience the world, and it's also how they engage in experiences and express themselves. So giving them play experiences that allow them to, in a separated way, experience emotions, perhaps experience emotions of others, is a great way to engage emotions and learn about them and how to express them in safe ways. Now, I talked earlier about giving kids safe outlets for expressing their emotions. And some of the ways that I want to encourage you to do that is coming back to that play piece. Giving kids dramatic experiences that they can express themselves. Not necessarily with words, but with actions. So, dance, singing, acting, sports. These are all great ways for kids to engage with others while being able to take on a new role and having a space to funnel their emotions and their needs while being in some way removed from the experience. Sports are great ways for kids to learn how to communicate, learn how to work with others, and sports are very, very physical. So being physical is a great way for kids to express their emotions. So kids can express all kinds of emotions through sports. If it's a sport that they're really good at or that they really enjoy, they're going to express confidence and joy and excitement and pride. Sports also allow kids to physically express some not so positive emotions, frustration, anger, anxiety. Being able to express those emotions through a sport, so expressing their emotions by running across a court and dunking a basketball, or running across a football field and tackling another player and stealing the football from them. This allows them to physically express their emotions in ways that they're not even realizing that that's what they're doing, but they're working out their aggression, they're working out their frustration, they're working out their anger. Sometimes they might even be working out some of their anxiety. So those are some of the things that you can engage kids in when they are struggling with big emotions. Again, things like dance and drama. These are expressive experiences. And depending on the type of music that kids choose to dance to, or the type of dance that they may choose to engage in, they're expressing different kinds of emotions. I don't know about you, but for me, music is an emotional experience. I listen to more aggressive, hardcore music when I'm angry or I'm frustrated. And I just want to vent. And a song or two later, I generally and genuinely feel better. Sometimes a song has really great words or talks about something really emotional, and you can experience a whole nother set of emotions. Hopefully positive, happy emotions. I know that when really upbeat, fast-paced songs come on, I turn the radio up and I get really into the rhythm. And after the song is over, I just feel better. I feel happier. And hearing that kind of music allows me to release frustration or anger or disgust or whatever it is I may have felt a minute or two earlier. So music can be a very powerful experience in helping kids express their emotions. Letting kids create their own music, whether it's rhythms or it's songs or it's performances. Getting kids to create their own dance routines is a great way to let go of physical feelings that they don't know how to channel. And they can channel their emotions into their dance routines. And they'll start to squeeze out those negative emotions with positive emotions, because they'll start to feel a sense of pride that they created a really awesome dance routine out of these other negative emotions that they were previously feeling. So I wanted to talk about some emotions you may see kids experience and ways that you can work through them and what they ultimately might actually be rooted in or represent. So let's start with fear. Kids of different ages tend to have a lot of different fears. Fear of loud noises, fear of the dark, fear of strangers, fear of social situations, the list goes on and on and on. And those kinds of things can come from a need for security. So we feel fearful when we're unsure or when we don't know what to expect. And so that is actually a need for security. And so when we can set up systems for kids to feel secure before they are faced with an unsure situation or something that they are fearful of, then we can offset their fear and help them work through and overcome it. One of my favorite ways to do that, again, is through play and also learning. But it's with a specific theme, which is actually very timely as we are in the month of October. And you can focus on this as a theme and tie other forms of learning into it while you engage and conquer kids' fears or need for security. And that is monsters. Now, you can do straight up scary monsters and approach fear that way. Or I like to use silly monsters. And it's a theme that I've created. And it's really great for actually exploring and engaging all of the emotions that I want to actually talk to you about today. So kids can create their own monsters, and each monster can represent a different feeling. And you can give each monster a specific talent or a specific set of skills that maybe the monster itself represents what they're afraid of. And then kids can take on a role of another one of my favorite themes, which is superheroes. And they can create themselves as a superhero to conquer that monster or that fear. If you have questions about either or both of those themes, you can reach out to me personally, or you can leave me a comment on this episode, and I would love to help you put those two things into practice. Fear can also come up in kids who have experienced abuse or who have experienced bullying, and you can help kids work through those experiences through using some of the tools that I talked about earlier, things like sports, things like music, things like dance. But I would really encourage you to use the play piece for these big emotions and experiences, because kids can then take on another role, which will give them a sense of security to be willing to open up and talk about these experiences, both abuse and bullying, because then the conversation isn't about them and what has been done to them or what they've experienced. It's about the alter ego that they're going to want to take on or maybe even create before they even engage in the play that explores the bullying or abusive situation. Anxieties is the next one that I want to touch on. And I've talked about anxiety and overcoming anxiety in other episodes that you can go back and listen to, and I would encourage you to do so. But anxieties can also be sensory needs. So if kids have anxious emotions or anxious thoughts, you can use sensory experiences to calm those anxieties, to channel those anxieties. So kids who exhibit anxieties, you may want to look at what they're anxious about, what is causing the anxiety, and you may discover that under the surface, it's actually them seeking to fulfill another need. And you can tie all kinds of learning into sensory needs and sensory experiences. You can create entire learning environments that engage kids' sensory needs and their anxieties through learning experiences like math or science or language or motor skills or history or whatever subject you want to focus on. Another one is anger. Anger is a big emotion, and anger oftentimes isn't anger itself. There is almost always a cause of anger, whether it's in a child or even in an adult. Anger can be the result of abuse. It can be the manifestation of neglect. And it can also represent an attempt to fulfill unmet needs. So kids may feel and express anger when they really are trying to ask for something that they're not getting, but don't know how to ask for it. So if you can set up situations using tools and experiences that allow kids to, yes, express their anger safely, but get to the cause of what they actually need, in spite of their anger, then you can teach kids how to control their anger and express the actual need that was originally causing the anger. Another one is separation. Separation is an anxiety, and separation can be manifested in being clean. It can manifest itself in a need for attention, so attention seeking. And when you can quiet the fear of separation, you will notice that kids are more expressive, they're more open, they're more engaging. And usually, a fear of separation comes from a previous experience of a loss. So it could be a loss of a relationship or a loss of a way that they used to get a need met. And so when kids resist separation and being separated from a parent or a caregiver or an educator or even other friends, usually there are other underlying causes to their resistance to being separated. So when you can answer the question, why are you afraid of being separated? And you can get them to express what they're actually afraid of if they are separated from a situation or a person, then you can eliminate that resistance to separation. Accomplishment. Accomplishment is a positive emotion. And accomplishment can show up as bragging. It can show up as showing off. So if someone is constantly showing off in inappropriate situations or at inappropriate times, that is a way that kids are seeking acknowledgement. So they want to be recognized for achieving a goal or building a skill or learning a new concept or completing a task. Kids need accomplishment for their confidence, excuse me. So they need to feel a sense of accomplishment, because accomplishment encourages them to achieve goals and encourages them to learn something new or to try something new or to explore something new. So if kids are seeking accomplishment, they're looking to fulfill goals and build new skills or learn new ideas. And the tools that we talked about earlier are perfect for that. So engaging in sports and dramatic activities and doing things with a group that they have to engage with others especially things that involve social rules and following social rules, that is a great way to instill and reinforce kids' need for accomplishment. The next one is pride. Pride is a positive emotion that we want to instill in all kids, no matter their circumstances, no matter their age, no matter their skill levels. We want all kids to feel a sense of pride in themselves and in their abilities. And so getting them to be excited about learning and expressing their talents are great ways to instill kids in a sense. Instill kids with a sense of pride. Forgive me, I got a little tongue-tied there. So, encouraging kids to do things like dance or gymnastics or singing or acting or taking on sports or doing chores or caring for themselves, whether it's their hygiene or feeding themselves or dressing themselves, depending on their age and their skill level. These things fill kids with a sense of pride. And that is an emotion that we want to encourage in kids that can help overcome and weed out the negative emotions that we talked about earlier. So the next one is compassion. Compassion is an incredibly important skill that we need to instill in all children. And the best way to do that is to surround them with a sense of contribution and building relationships. So when they can do something for somebody else, or when they can work together with a group of other people to accomplish a task, that instills and demonstrates a sense of compassion that kids understand how other people feel and how their actions can make other people feel. Which brings me to the last one, which is empathy. And the idea that my behavior affects other people. And empathy can be the thing that ties to all of the other emotions. Because when we have empathy for people who are fearful or who are anxious or who are angry or who fear separation, we can put ourselves in the shoes of another, and we can support someone in their own feelings that we may not personally experience, but we can help someone else work through them. And role play is a great way of doing that. So I hope that you found this episode helpful. I want to give you a challenge before I end this week's episode. And I want you to tell me how you can support kids in expressing their emotions, either using play or some other format. So I want to encourage you to reach out to me through social media or leave me a comment in the comment section of this episode. So thank you for joining me this week. I hope you'll join me next time, and I'll talk to you.